Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There has been a shortage of school nurses for years now across the country, and fewer than 40% of schools have a full-time nurse. School nurses had a lot of responsibilities before the pandemic, and now they have even more. Susan Morgan is a school nurse in Emmett, Idaho. That's about 25 miles north of Boise. Susan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Well, when the school year began, Idaho saw a serious surge in COVID-19 cases. What did that mean for you as a school nurse on the front lines?
It was really overwhelming at first because we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to start a new year, not have all the issues that we did last year, and we were immediately proved wrong. Instead of doing the things that we naturally do at the beginning of the year, checking immunizations, making sure the health concerns were met, we were dealing immediately with COVID issues, quarantining, isolating, and doing a lot of education in the community. There's a lot of misinformation, and parents, of course, become upset when their children can't come to school.
Well, as a school nurse, you are almost entirely responsible, as you mentioned, for COVID testing and monitoring symptoms and sending kids home for quarantine and contact tracing, which can be so laborious. How stressful has that all been, in addition to all the regular responsibilities that you don't get to do much now?
It is stressful because I can just feel the pressure of the other things I have to do, but I can't get to them right away. So I, you know, work in the evenings and on the weekends so that I can stay caught up.
Schools have been such flashpoints for these heated debates over mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Are you seeing that where you are, Susan, and are you getting cooperation and support from the community?
Boise, which is not far from here, does have a mask mandate, and they have dealt with that issue much more seriously than we have. We have not had masks this year. We did have a surge of cases at the beginning of the year, and once those subsided, we just are totally mask-free at this point, unless someone's symptomatic or is concerned about the prospect of getting COVID. But we've seen that change in the past year, so we're kind of relieved about that, and so are kids.
Well, talk about how you deal with misinformation and, as you mentioned, the parents who get quite upset by some of these protocols. I've read parents across the country accusing nurses of violating their children's educational rights or telling nurses that they should lose their license for carrying out COVID protocols. How do you deal with that, Susan, as a school nurse?
It's really hard to not take it personally, but you have to remember they're upset and they're, you know, looking out for their children. And if you're empathetic with that, they usually calm down. But it's just part of the job. You have to take the good with the bad.
In Idaho, only 56% of people over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated. How do you talk about vaccination with students and parents?
That is an issue we haven't brought up with children. But as far as regular vaccinations, we just keep encouraging parents to get information that's accurate.
Did I hear you say correctly you don't bring up vaccinations for kids? Why not?
So it is information that we would like to share with parents going forward, but this state does have a little bit of hesitancy as far as COVID vaccines, so we have to tread that area a little lightly.
And as a nurse, is that a conflict for you?
It is, but I think that that is going to change once they see that more and more children are being vaccinated across the country. I think that our school district is going to change as well. That's not something we would offer on site because we don't do any immunizations on site. However, that possibly could change as well. If that's something that we think that would be good to provide in the community, I think we would go ahead for that.
Do you think it would be?
I would like to see it done, but as I mentioned, this particular community has a little bit of vaccine hesitancy, and so we need to just keep educating, and I think that will be the key.
We've heard a lot about burnout among healthcare workers, Susan. Have you seen that among your fellow school nurses, or have you experienced it yourself during the pandemic?
Absolutely. I know many, many school nurses in Idaho that have just thrown in the towel, and they're just tired, especially when they don't get a lot of respect from parents. So I think nurses are taking a long look at their careers. Is this what they want to do? And I feel the pressure as well. But in the long run, I'm here for the kids.
Well, thank you for your work. And thanks for sticking in there. Susan Morgan is a school nurse in Emmett, Idaho. Susan, thank you.
Thank you.